Chapter 11. Distinctive Responses. When learning foreign languages, learners first have to learn formulas by heart. At the next stage, however, they need to try to come up with distinctive responses. It is because the true pleasure of conversation is going beyond formulas. The following are distinctive non-Japanese responses that have impressed me. The first conversation is with a hotel management major who was working as an intern at a restaurant of a hotel. He remembered our personal preferences very well, so I said to him, "You have a good memory." Then he replied, "I remember special guests like you very well." The next conversation is with an author who would like to convey a message to readers. People don't look at reality. The author told me, reality is different from what people have in mind. Between 10 and 20% out of 100 people in mental hospitals can return to normal life if they have the chance. I hope that my work will help those people too. When I said to him, when you predict that the work you have created can support a lot of people, I'm sure that you'll put more effort into your creative activities. I wish you continued success, he immediately responded. This is the greatest conversation I have ever had. You've made my day. Also, when I said to a woman whose figure was outstanding, "You have a fantastic figure," she replied right away, "My mother has a nice figure. That's genetics." When I complimented a beautiful Iranian woman, she answered, "Your eyes look at me kindly." Some other women respond in similar situations. "Next to you." Those responses are by far more impressive than, "Thank you for the compliment." Moreover, I said to a construction agent who had a Japanese wife and cooperated in the construction of temporary housing as a volunteer in the face of an earthquake, "I'm sure that you'll go to heaven," he replied. "I've never talked to God, and I don't know yet. Maybe I'll talk to him later." His response made me feel more at ease than common greetings such as, "I hope so." As the above examples indicate, when we have conversations which go beyond formulas, we can discover a variety of novel items. This is one of the effects of learning English as an international language.